What is going on, everybody? It's your boy, Gunpla X Tesseract, also known as GXT, and I am one third of the Undergated podcast. And I know you're looking around, wait a minute, where one third? Where's everybody at? Why is Austin by himself? This makes no sense, right? What's going on? Well, the other two cast members, unfortunately, weren't able to make it. So you guys are kind of stuck with me, you know, the plain old regular GXT, you know, the AOZ guy, the Ace Combat guy, I'm in here by myself. I have you all captive. AOZ? Ace Combat? You already know what you're going to get. Oh boy. But no, thank you for tuning in to the Undergated podcast. You know, it's just going to be, you know, just me and you this time. And you know what? It'll be interesting. Let's see what type of trouble we get into. But first of all, we usually do the greetings here. But you know, it's just me, so I'll tell you about my day. Thankfully, work has been just normal. Nothing has been too crazy. The only thing that's maybe a little bit strange is that the government almost shut down, which is, I was like, oh, okay, well, whatever, right? And I'm like, oh my gosh, everybody's running around. I'm like, I don't know, man, it was going to be another Friday for me, but it didn't. Thankfully, they extended it to 6 months. So, besides that, everything's been pretty much kosher for me. I mean, it's been pretty all right. And, strangely enough, I'm here on a podcast by myself talking to you directly. So, yeah, you know what? It's a good day. It was a good day. Alrighty. So, also, you know, if usually there's two other people here with me. I think last week it was just me and CD. So, if you missed it for what happened last week in the podcast, we have a little section for what you missed. And well, this is what you missed. Like half of it.
Because maybe this has a whole bunch of different forms, but
it can't see you a different number of colors, but yeah, dude, they I guess they said this is the only version you're gonna make.
Yeah, that's a damn. Hold on, let me like make sure it's all in there. Hold on. All right, I'll have to come back to that. And then I also got the GM.
That's what you missed. As you can see, me and CD were having a blast, just, you know, chatting it up, just chilling, and talked about some new kits. I mean, we're definitely gonna talk about new kits on this episode. Some stuff is blowing my mind. You already know what for K9 and people who have their ear to the ground, you already know what I'm losing my mind over. But that F80 is definitely one of them that I want to grab. But no, moving on to our next section here, we have building and breaking down the backlog. For any new things that I got in, I only got one kit in, and I hinted at it the last show. P Bandai was able to drop by my door and deliver me this. This is the Master Grade Perfect Gundam Limited Edition Gundam, the anime version color. So essentially it's the Perfect Gundam, but just the body of the old original Perfect Gundam kit. Not original, I think like 1999, maybe early 2000s. But it's just the main body of the ARC-78 in the anime colors version. So the white has a little bit of a greenish tone to it. The blue is a little bit more vibrant. The red has a little bit more of a fade, but also a little bit of pink mixed in. And the yellow is kind of classic Gundam yellow. I believe even Aqua sells that pink color. But yeah, no, that's the one kit I got in. I've been waiting for it. I was really excited to get it. And I was actually kind of inspired to grab this by a fellow content creator on Instagram who goes by the name of Steve Is A Weeb. We've talked about him several times on the show here. And just to show you the video that I even saw, it was this one right here. His editing is so good. The editing, the cuts, and the music. All of it's so good. Obviously, I'm not sharing the music here because of the YouTube robots will come and destroy my livelihood. Alrighty. So that's the one thing I got in today. And yeah, no, it's a blast. Thankfully, I have it. And so we move on to our next section here. It's going to be what's cooking for me. Well, obviously, the one kit that I got in. I couldn't hold myself back, and I went ahead and snapped it up. It is an absolute beauty. I am in love with the kind of classical looking body style of this mixed with a little bit more angles. It's like the perfect mixture of the 2.0 Master Grade Gundam and kind of like mixing with other bits of like the Verka RX-78 and maybe even a little bit of Origins RX-78. It has like so many good elements about it. Now, the only downsides, of course, to this is that, well, only downsides, there's a couple of them. One, it is quite old, so the articulation is quite limited. Not really too much of an ab crunch here. Everything's just a single ball joint inside there. No core fighter to represent. The shoulders are a little bit more of the 2.0 older, so you can pull them out to extend them to kind of get a farther reach, but they are quite dated by comparison of modern day kits. The head is actually just two pieces here in the middle slapped together, so you're gonna have to do some seam line removal. The knees, they have pretty good double action in them, but once again the hips are connected with ball joints, so they don't really have the biggest amount of range. That's pretty much as far as it can kick, which, you know, is really enough. Also, I think the biggest downside that people have with this, obviously, is that the lack of weapons, unfortunately. The kit only comes with a beam sabers and the beams for the beam sabers, and that's it. There's some leftover parts for the shield that come with the original kit, but no connector really to connect them, unfortunately, and no beam rifle. So if you have an extra beam rifle, Master Grade 1100 beam rifle lying around, an extra shield connector, or maybe kit bashing one together, you can kind of make it armed. But yeah, it's kind of stuck with the way it is. And there's a lot of remnants that kind of remind you that it is just the inside of something that's supposed to be bigger. There's a lot of armor panels that kind of pop out, fold out to remind you that, hey, there's something that was supposed to connect here. Especially the sides here, there's two little dots there that kind of showcase that there was something that was supposed to connect there. Even the knees, there's a little cutout here that on the camera is probably not the best representative of it, but it was meant to be there to connect the knee armor. But yeah, that's essentially me for what's cooking. I also have another secret project. Once again, I can't talk about it. Blah, 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 blah. Just essentially, it's a secret project. It's not up to me to announce when it's ready. When it's ready, it will be ready. I hope it blows everybody's minds. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's going to be awesome for a good cause and everything like that. So once again, we'll see that one later down the road. Alrighty. So moving on to what's new. And I mean, let's just jump into it, guys. I mean, could it be anything else? Bandai has decided, just for some odd reason, that they just don't like me having money. And I guess neither do they like you having money at all. But Bandai has just decided to drop some absolute bangers and some cool, wacky stuff that I don't know, man. They're having a blast over there. Alrighty, so let's get into it. So first up, we have the P Bandai High Grade 1/144th OZ06 MS-S in 3 Leo N. I believe this is from the manga G unit, so it's essentially it's an Oz 06. It's a Leo, but it's a kind of beefed up Leo with some big shoulders and a giant axe that looks pretty cool. Even the headpiece, actually, I kind of like the vents, how they're kind of further out from the shoulders. You do have a dingling veneer, but I think that's normal for Leos at this point. So hey, I'm not hating it. Hey man, you do you. I'm impressed, brother. Swing it, man. But but yeah, this is essentially just a premium Bandai beefed up Leo. I believe it must be from G Unit, and if you're a fan of that manga, man, are you guys finally getting some love. I mean, when they decided to do G-Unit kits, two or three years ago when they really decided to start just diving in, maybe four at this point, 4 years ago when they started to dive in, man, it was like you would never see anything from there. I was convinced I was never going to see a kit from G-Unit, and here we are. Now we're getting into the depths of the specialized Leo units for them. But yeah, no, this looks like it's going to be for a June release in 2025 for 2640 yen. So, and this is another thing, guys, side note, I found out that tariffs have already hit us when it comes to Gunpla. I was in Hobby Town the other day with Cooper, and we were just looking at the sticker prices go up, and I felt yeah, it's here. So amen. If you can, try to wait for sales, or, you know, get the kits that you can afford when you can afford them, because tariffs are going to make everything a little bit tougher for everybody. But yeah, no, 2640 yen, I believe that's what it's going to be, $25-$24. Well, with the tariffs, maybe $32 now. Which, I mean, you know, that's probably with shipping as well, which, it's a little high. It's a little high for a Leo, especially one that looks like it only comes with one weapon. And I guess that's the, okay, well, maybe two weapons here, the beam saber and the axe, but yeah, those are the only two. And, it seems a little expensive, but, you know what, for G unit fans, I think it's kind of worth it for them. All right, so moving on, we have the Bandai Wataru series, the Koharu Yomairu SD. It looks like an SD unit. Pretty cool, wacky looking, a little bit of a spiritual thing going on, maybe a spirited ninja walking around. I'm not too sure about the SD kits. I'm going to leave that up to y'all. Y'all got to help me out on that one, if that's worth it or not. Leave a comment in below and let Austin know, because you know I don't. Alrighty, so let's see. More SD units. Let me see if we're going in the right. Here we go. We have the Leo. More SD units. More SD units. Some Motoroid SD units as well, which I think that's Galmeon. They have a refined version of this that looks really cool in high-grade form. And wow, they really did shorten it, but they kept a good amount of details. But moving on, we got some more live, actual in-person shots of the Psycho Gundam Mark II. So this is a high-grade 144th. It's going to be, wow, it's going to be 11,000 yen. Well, we all knew it was going to be over $100. We all knew it was going to be kind of pricey. It is a fairly big kit. For those who don't know, the Psycho Gundam is from Zeta Gundam. It is essentially, I think almost two, maybe three times the size of a normal Gundam. So this thing is, when it sits on your table, it sits about at the height of a large master grade, maybe even a short perfect grade. But yeah, no, we got some in real life photos, and it looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. There's a good amount of detail. You're going to have a ton of effects. Man, the leftover beam sabers in this are going to be crazy. Jeez. But yeah, no, it looks pretty good in real life. I'm excited to see what becomes of it. We also got some more live in real life. That's what we're going to stick with. In real life shots of the Master Grade Vidar. And man, Bandai nailed it. Bandai nailed this build. This looks absolutely spot on. Spot on to the anime. It looks great. It looks absolutely great. Man, you know, I'm not really the biggest Barbatos fan. I'm not the biggest IBO fan. So when I see these, I always kind of wrestle with myself whether I want to grab one or not. I had a Master Grade Barbatos, but I did give it away and then tried to sell it and then ended up giving away anyway. And if there's any kit from that series I do like, it is the Vidar. But I don't know if I'm willing to fork out 6,600 yen. That'll be, what, $70 over here for it. I don't know. But it looks fantastic. I can't wait to see what other people in the community do with this kit. Oh, geez. I can already imagine Cobra Plug, Gunpla Luke. Shoot, everybody's gonna go wild on this. I can't wait. Alrighty, so we got some more pictures here of the gun tank version from G-Quax, or the G-Quax version of gun tank. Very big guns, It, man, you got to give Studio MAPPA some props, man. They absolutely know what they're doing. They know how to make Mecha look absolutely epic in every single way. But yeah, just some cool pictures, and let's keep it pushing. Some more Hobby Japan shots of the Zagak 1/44 scale. Looks like this one's been painted a little bit. The Zagak from Seed Freedom, by the way. So it's the one with the Justice hidden inside. And yeah, I'm game. I'm still game. I'm still getting this. This looks, especially painted. This looks, this looks really good. Oh, my wallet. Oh, my poor wallet. All right, moving on. Some more SD kits. SDW Heroes Captain Quanti, coming out March 2025. All right, for $15.40. And a similar kit, similar vein, but it's going to be the Astraea Type F and the Astraea Type B. Here we go with some box art of the Psycho Gundam Mark II. Yeah, that looks pretty good box art. I must say, with the Zeta Gundam right there in the foreground, and this looks intimidating and pretty darn cool. I will admit, this looks awesome. They might have to make that a print. They might have to make that a print, because that's pretty darn good. Once again, that's coming out March 22nd, and I believe it's going to be for Japan. For us, we might get it, maybe May, before we see it in real life over here. The box art for the Vidar looks sick as well. Oh, the pistol. Oh, the exhaust gas. If you're listening on Spotify, get a chance to look at this, because especially the last one as well, the Psycho Gundam Mark II, because these box arts are killing it. I've forgotten the name of the guy who actually... I've forgotten the name of the guy who actually did the box art for these kits, and it is absolutely just it's absolutely gorgeous. All right, so moving on. All right, there it is. It's the Psycho Gundam built up, and it's pretty big. We have a very lovely lady behind it showing it off. Very happy about it, and in its transformed state. And it's the idol group. I think that's the Bandai idol group. I might be wrong. I feel like that's them on display. That might be what it is. Alrighty, just moving on. Some more of the Psycho Gundam Mark II. Man, they are really trying to sell you on it. I'm pretty sure everybody who wants it is already guaranteed to get it. And some more pictures of the SDs. Just already built up. We got some photos of the Vidar here in stancing and posing, and a look at the inner frame, which very reminiscent of the Barbatos. It looks like a few changes here and there to make it Vidari. If that's a we'll stick with that. It's Vidari with a little bit of Vidariness. The side skirts with the blades are what do it, man. Especially this back shot right here. This look right here, I don't know, that just looks awesome. It looks like it should be on a box art of a video game of like Xenoblade Chronicles X, like when it's standing up. Like, that looks great. Can't wait for that. Oh, all right. So here we go. Here we go, everybody. This is why you came. This is why you came to the party. Ladies and gentlemen, for the past, I would say, 3 years now, Bandai has just been deciding to tell all the AOZ fans, you guys are going to be eating good. I mean, real good. That AOZ, Advance of Zeta reboot, those designs that you guys have fallen in love with. Yeah, why not? Let's start cooking with some of that. Let's start just whipping some up. Let's just start whipping these eggs, right? Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, the P Bandai High Grade 144th Rebin Wolf AOZ Reboot Version. Coming out May 2025, delivery for 3520 yen, so 3520 yen, so that's 3520 for conversion. That's going to be around $40 for us, I believe, because the yen's kind of weak, but tariffs will probably increase it to 40. Look, anyway, it doesn't matter how much this costs, we're getting this. Oh, everybody, I have what can I say? When I woke up to this, I got a flood of messages from everybody on Instagram and some people on Facebook and Twitter. Funny enough, I barely even use Twitter, just sending me this. Oh my gosh, guys. I'm so excited. So for those unaware, the Rebin Wolf is essentially the AOZ reboot redesigned version of the Dovin Wolf. The Dovin Wolf is a what's the best way to explain it? It's essentially a Psychokamu, a very large Psychokamu grunt mobile suit used by Rezeon. I believe it debuted in Double Zeta. It is actually the birth child. Actually, no, it is the offspring of the Mark V Gundam, one of my favorite Gundams of all time, and one of my favorite series of all time, which is Gundam Sentinel. It also spawned off other suits in the lore, such as the Silver Bullet and Silver Bullet Suppressor. One of its distinct features is that if you look at its legs, they have these large round orbs underneath it. I'm not 100% sure if I remember what they are at the time. Usually they're boosters or some of the vernier tech. But this right here is essentially the AOZ reboot version of the Dovin Wolf. And oh, did they nail it? Oh my gosh, it looks so good. It looks just like the art. It looks just like the art. And it looks like you'll be able to connect the regular Dovin Wolf's backpack with this. It has, look at the yellow piping, the articulation, a bunch of nice details. Looks like it has a piston there inside the legs itself too. And oh my gosh, it looks just like the art. And for those wondering what the art looks like, it is spot on. I am kind of shocked that they were able to nail this so well. I mean, look at that. That's essentially exactly what we just saw. This is amazing. And the model kit will come with different add-ons as well, like a commander antenna from here. And this is what I'm talking about. It's essentially a mixture of the Dovin Wolf and the Zaku 3, essentially just a kind of a birth child of all these. But it looks amazing. And hopefully in the future, and as you can see, the kit does come with these fuel tanks right here, as you see these white ones. It shows that in a different picture, just didn't show it on Instagram. So we are getting the fuel tanks as well, I believe. So that's going to be pretty dope. You can do some mix and matching and some kit bashing. But like I said, the Dovin Wolf, this is the original Dovin Wolf's kind of color scheme. And this is a reprint of it. I can totally see Bandai now branching off to do a reprint or a recolor of this kit just in the regular Rezeon Dovin Wolf colors. This thing looks amazing. I cannot wait for that. So I am excited for this kit. I am excited for the future, what it could bring. And not just that as a potential future. We also have, by the way, welcome to Austin's corner of talking about AOZ rambling. We also have this, the Rebin Wolf custom. This thing is gorgeous. I was lucky enough to see the resin kit of this one time. Somebody was able to build it. I believe it was back in Northern Virginia. But oh my gosh, it looks amazing. And if this is the next, if this opens the doors, guys, this kit now opens the doors to all of these AOZ designs. And it looks like Bandai has been just deciding to just stick to it, nail it through the, just, you know, just nail it out. The Barzam 2 AOZ reboot, one of my favorite redesigns ever, because I wasn't really a fan of the original Barzam. The AOZ version looks beautiful. Bought two of them. Then they came out with the Aqua Barzam, one of the coolest add-on kits I've ever seen. Got that. And it looks spot on. It looks amazing. They're not too hard to paint, work with, everything. And you got that Bandai quality as well with it. Today's a good day. Today's a good day. This is a good announcement. But if we get this, this would be like one of the grails for me. Definitely. This is absolutely gorgeous. And there's even, but wait, there's more. There's even one more version of this that I think everybody will be looking for. And this is going to be the Fenris Wolf. I just call it the Fenrir, but it is essentially the perfected version of what we've been looking at. A full Saiku Kamu, just absolute juggernaut of a kit. There's some Chinese third parties that have sold resin versions of this. I believe there's even a Chinese company that sold like a plastic model kit version of this, but it's a 1/100. I'm not 100% sure though. Don't quote me on that. But this is I think this is the end game for them. And this thing is massive, guys. Once again, the Dovahn Wolf is a pretty big kit. The Mark V is a very big master kit, master grade kit. A very big 1/100. And we're doing 1/44. Like this could be the size of the Kasi Gundam in 1/44. It's pretty darn good. It's pretty darn big. So definitely looking forward to this. I'm super, super happy about this announcement. I was kind of taken aback and almost didn't know what to do with myself when I saw this. I was just teeming with glee, like a small schoolgirl who just found out that she's got tickets to go see the Carpenter Lady. But yeah, and here we go. We get the beam rifle, hands, a couple beam savers, connection points. Cool. Oh, different beam effects. Dope. But yeah, so can't wait. Can't wait. That's the Reben Wolf AOZ version. Alrighty. So it looks so good. All right, moving on. We got another Motoroid Sigurir kit, another kit by Naoki. This one looks a little bit more super robot-y to me than the other ones that looked a little bit more real robot-y. So this one I'm not 100% sold on. It looks interesting though. I mean, it's definitely a statement piece if you build it to this spec. But the back looks better, and the color scheme is good. It's just the giant sword and the giant whatever else it's holding. It's a little too super robot-y to me. Even the gun. I mean, it looks great. It looks fine. It's just probably not my cup of tea. Actually, not just probably. It's not my cup of tea, but it does look good. I can't cap anybody who wants to buy this, who loves it. And I can see those who build it, though, who have a ton of fun with it. I had a ton of fun with the one I built. So this is, oh, by the way, I never uploaded that. So stay tuned. We're probably going to get a review and some pretty cool shots of that. But yeah, no, this is all right. Another kit from Naoki. Still think he's doing mighty fine work. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, great. They added in connection pieces. So if you want to kit bash with other stuff, you can still do it. Good. Awesome. And I agree. It is essentially a Blitz Gundam. That's just white. I love the comment. That's great. I believe that is everything we have here from, once again, our unofficial fourth member, Gunpla Nerd. Thank you, Gunpla Nerd. I don't know if you watch this or not, but thank you, sir. You or ma'am, you have done immensely great work for keeping the Gunpla community informed. And you're from Singapore too. So, I mean, hey, international, man. Keep at it, brother. Alrighty. So, moving on to our next section, we have Hold That Thought. Anything in the news we would like to talk about? And there's really for me only one cool thing I thought, which was, or one great thing, gratifying thing. The astronauts finally came home. There were two astronauts stuck in space for over 9 months because the Boeing Starlink capsule failed and they had to stay at the International Space Station after it docked. They weren't really sure if it was safe to come back on the Starlink, so they were like, eh. The Boeing capsule. And it apparently just was too dangerous for them to ride, so they had to stay in space for 9 months when it was supposed to be, I believe, like a two-week, three-week trip, maybe. I was like, geez, that kind of sucks saying you have to stay away from your family from that long. But hey, man, they did it. They did it, and they're back home. They rode on the SpaceX Dragon that touched down earlier today. So, hey, welcome back. If I had to be stuck somewhere for nine months with, I can't be stuck somewhere for 9 hours. I don't like being at work for 9 hours. So I don't. This is, 9 months is an achievement. Alrighty. So moving on to our next section. And this is going to be just me rambling. Yep. Welcome to that part of the podcast where you realize that you're stuck in here with me and I'm not stuck in here with you. Wah-ha-ha-ha. But no. Me talking about some topics that, just on the top of my head. I guess we're just doing essentially another chill episode. And I wanted to get something kind of maybe your guys' perspective, because it's stuff that I've been kind of trying to figure out. And that is Mecha in of itself old? Like, is the generation that love it, are we considered old heads? I wonder if this could possibly be me turning 32 this month and me looking back at my life and realizing, like, huh, I kind of always liked Mecha. But, you know, whenever I go to the new Mecha, like, build areas, there's guys there even older than me. And sure, there are some young people who are younger than me who just got into Gundam and whatnot. But, you know, in terms of anime and prominence in the sphere of entertainment, is Mecha really kind of just an old hat still trying to do new tricks with the Gundam movie, Netflix, new ventures here and there for Gundam itself, trying to make a splash for itself? I wonder if, I keep thinking, maybe, is Mecha itself an old dog trying to teach itself new tricks? Are we all old hats on new heads? Something I was pondering. I'm not 100% sure. I mean, a part of me sees the new growth and the new people in the medium and immensely happy that they're there, because it means something continues on, even, you know, for longer than me or anyone else would be there. So that's a good feeling, knowing that it keeps going on. But in of itself, I wonder if it's being propped up, or maybe the foundation of it is just the older heads holding on to it, or maybe holding it up. I don't know. So that's just one of the things I'm rambling on about. And trust me, I'm not gonna keep you here hostage for all this, but I'm not gonna keep you hostage. Another thing I was thinking of, video games. Guys, the Nintendo Switch 2, dope. The new, Kingdom Come Deliverance? Dope. The new Assassin's Creed? Looks okay. apparently there's a new Last of Us game that might be in the works? Dope. They all look amazing. And for some reason, I'm still waiting for Ace Combat 8. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, everybody. I know. Austin, what are you doing? But Ace Combat 8 was announced. It's now officially in production. I'm just sitting here waiting, trying to eke out anything, just a sound. Can Bandai Namco go over there and just like, maybe, hey, here's a sound of a jet that we decided to, you know, put into the asterisk of the game, you know? And for some reason, it sounds like Elden Ring, but don't think about that. It's, I'm just waiting. Just waiting. But no, let me know, what games are you guys excited for this year? This year looks like it's going to be stacked with some bangers. We have Split Fiction that came out recently that was absolutely fantastic. We have Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, which apparently will probably be game of the year. Just like I said, the new Assassin's Creed that's rolling out. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff coming out, and we don't even know what the Switch 2 is going to be launching with. That's the thing that gets me. Like, a new Mario Kart, apparently. But what if, like, and I know the memes, everybody. I know. What if Silk Song launches with the... I got you. But what if it does? What if Hollow Knight Silk Song launches with Nintendo Switch 2? I mean, will we be ready for that? GTA 6. There's already people who said they're going to take a week off work once the release date of GTA 6 is announced. The world is going to change when that game drops. I swear there's going to be zero productivity. There might be peace on earth for at least a week while everyone tries to 100% it. It's going to be crazy. Death Stranding 2. Death Stranding 2, the new trailer dropped and apparently supposed to, I believe, come out this year. And it looks absolutely fantastic. It's like a walking simulator, but in the best ways. And I mean, I'm just ready. I'm ready. This looks like it's going to be a fantastic year for gaming. I mean, I still remember the days of playing Xeonic Front, Ace Combat 4, Sly Cooper, Crash Bandicoot, Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit, the older one, then Need for Speed Underground, and then Gran Turismo 3, A-Spec, the first Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And I just feel like we're getting condensed with all these great games kind of thrown into a year. And I keep on thinking, like, man, I had all these collection of games that took years for me to like come to appreciate and love. And now that was me in a younger time when I had all like three massive hits games all at one time that came through too. And now, right now, we're in a year where some younger person is going to get a PS5 and have all these great games to play at once. Hopefully mature enough to play GTA 6. Not too young, but still fantastic games for them to play. Oh man, it's going to be, I think this is going to be a good year for gaming. I'm looking forward to it at least. What do you guys think? Are you guys looking forward to, well, actually let us know, what is the big release or big happening in the gaming world that you're looking forward to? Yeah. Also, you know, another thing that I was thinking of was, I wonder if long form content on YouTube really has a place anymore. You know, with Instagram kind of focusing more on short form reels, everyone kind of chasing the TikTok formula, YouTube shorts. I wonder if making shorter videos in the building community is kind of the next destination for us. But I don't know if that's really a good thing. I can see how it could not be a good thing, but I can also kind of see how it's a bad thing and a good thing at the same time. I'm a little bit lost. Once again, I'm rambling on it, but yeah, I mean, audiences have changed, or at least I would like to say the attention span of audiences have changed, but what we're looking for in content has kind of diverted a little bit. It used to be a lot more tips and tricks and how to make building your gunpla more, well, better in every way, I guess. But recently it's been more, I guess, ASMR and inspiration videos, which is still pretty good. I mean, you know, listening to a pretty, you know, the clank of a nippers kind of runner out is still enjoyable. I mean, I think Casey Labs, the guy I was talking about last week, his build of the Murasami Kai is essentially a ASMR / custom showcase of a model kit. And It was probably one of the better videos I've seen in Gunpla recently. I absolutely was in love with it. So I don't know if, but I feel like short content is the direction that all the companies that we put this content and media on want to go toward. And I just don't know if it will have the same effect as things that are longer. I wonder if short content will be so prevalent in the future that anything that's a long form that carries more, I would like to say more information on how to do things a little bit more meticulously, kind of gets lost in the background. But I mean, you know, I guess it all comes down to the viewers and individuals as such. So yeah. All right. Another thing Austin would like to ramble on to you about, and I know this you've been listening to this one man in a room by himself talk about random stuff in his brain as if he has maybe some mild ADHD. but stick with me. I'm almost done. All right. So the importance of reviewing your own work. We are always our own worst critics. And I think being able to be honest with the mistakes that you make with what you do is highly important. It's tough, but the only way you grow is if you're willing to identify the things you've done wrong. Not only that, but having at least a little bit of a thick skin and preparing yourself to hear, well, negative things about your build. And the reason why I bring this up is that recently there was a, I could say like a group of people who were really mad at the fact that, you know, they uploaded content and all what one person does is pick out the flaws. And granted, I can understand how that can get annoying, right? You're out to share content and be like, hey, look at this cool thing I did. And there's always this one individual that will always just point out the things that you did wrong over and over again. And I can understand how that get annoying. But I always think that, you know, if you're going to share something and you're putting out in the public, you have to be open to the possibility of some people, A, not liking it and some negativity coming your way. It's just the nature of essentially having a free world, free speech, I guess. A place where you can throw graffiti on is also a place where somebody can critique it. So I feel like reviewing, being able to sit there, review your own content, and also hear feedback from it is incredibly important. And I just want to give my two cents in saying that if you're struggling or you're having problems with being able to kind of accept criticism into your kit, I would say probably work on trying to figure out why you feel so upset about it. Is it maybe because you thought that it was a perfect kit, or maybe is it some form of insecurity, or you know, and I don't mean this in a negative way toward anybody, or I'm saying that, you know, you need to dig deep, you need to man up, put the big boy pants on, go to work. I'm saying this in the sense of everybody wants to get better. And I think that being able to look inward first and be accepting of outward criticism is a great way to grow. But, you know, just put on some thick skin and be prepared to hear some negativity coming your way. Alrighty. Yeah. And with that, guys, once again, I think that's all the ramblings that I had in my brain. What a weird episode, right? What a strange one you got from good old GXT here. And I already know like at least 70% of you are like, oh, sweet Jesus, please. Please, CD or Cooper, come back. This maniac came here with a list of things that he thought of while he was on lunch break. Which, no, I was thinking about these maybe all week, but some of them were on lunch break. Yes. Yeah. That's kind of accurate, but alrighty. And with that, this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, unfortunately. Once again, kind of here by myself. I usually have my co-workers who can help me carry this a little bit longer, but no, yeah, we're going to call it ends here. Hey, Coop, how about you let them know where they can get the Coop? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's right. He's not here. Oh, that means CD. Can you? Yeah, that's right. I guess it's going to be me all the way through this time. Vulcan Hobby, everybody. VulcanHobby.com. Huge sponsor of our show. A huge help of ours. Helps us get kits sometimes. And got a magazine with us in it. I mean, the dude has, they've gone out of their way. They've gone out of their way to help us. And, you know, we just wanted to get something to be able to help you guys with them and everything like that mixed together. I'm rambling on in the ending segment. My God. VulcanHobby.com. Use Undergate 10 for 10% off on your next order. Once again, VulcanHobby.com. That's the Undergate 10. Correction, the Undergate 10 for 10% off your next order. Don't worry, we're going to get that down one day. All right. And once again, we also have CD, who's not here. He used paints for all of his amazing builds. Check him out on Instagram. That's Chloe's dad. And that's going to be the SMS Paint and Save with Chloe's dad. Once again, SMS is also a sponsor of Chloe's. They do great paint, actually. Really good airbrush ready, pre-thinned. It's really fantastic colors. I've used it on my builds. I've absolutely adored them. They're definitely up there in my top picks of paint companies. But once again, that's Chloe's dad to save on SMS paint. Next is gun primer. Use Coop 10 for 10% off directly with gun primer. Coop has been using gun primer. Actually, all of us have been using gun primer products for a long time. Their balancer, their razor, the glazer, pretty much everything with an er at the end of it has been a huge help for our kits. Once again, use Coop 10 for 10% off directly with gun primer. Yeah, and with that, guys, we're gonna call it quits here. Once again, it's me, GXT Austin, me with you, you with me. We're here together having fun time. And usually Cooper leaves it off with words of wisdom. So I guess I should give you guys some words of wisdom. Here we go. Sometimes there comes a point in life where we must face our biggest battles and we don't feel ready for them. That's okay. Very rarely do we ever have perfect timing when it comes to us being at a crossroads, at a fight, at a point in our lives where we have to struggle. Very rarely are we ever at perfect timing. You don't always get to pick the time when you have to face the dragon. Sometimes it is just the time to face the dragon. Face it with courage, bravery, understanding. Yeah, and a lot of heart. That's Austin's sappy words of wisdom. Play more Ace Combat, everybody. AOZ is the best. This is the Undergated Network, and we'll see you again in 168 hours. Deuces, y'all.